Toeic Test Practice 3. Section 1. Listening Comprehension. Part 1. The Photographs. Directions. In Part 1, you will see a picture in your test book. You will hear four short statements, but you will not see these four statements in your test book. The statements will be spoken just one time. Listen carefully to understand what the speaker says. When you are listening to the four statements, look at the picture in your test book. Choose the statement that best describes the picture. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You will have 5 seconds to answer each question. Look at the example. You will hear. A. They're looking out the window. B. They're having a meeting. C. They're eating in a restaurant. D. They're moving the furniture. Choice B. They're having a meeting, best describes what you see in the picture. Therefore, you should choose answer B. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book.
A. The ship is being parked in the port. B. The ship is crossing the city. C. The ship is full of passengers. D. The ship is leaving the city.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book.
A. The man is looking for the files. B. The man is putting the files on the bag. C. The man is typing something. D. The man is wearing short shirt.
Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book.
A. A technician is wearing a helmet. B. A technician is looking for a lamp. C. The man is drawing a plan. D. A technician is waving his hands.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book.
A. A person is getting off the bus. B. A person is getting on the bus. C. The bus is running fast. D. They are standing on the bus.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book.
A. The man has thick hair. B. The man is painting the wall. C. The woman is drawing pictures. D. The woman is painting the wall.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book.
A. The planes are at the airport. B. The planes are on the sale. C. The planes are being repaired. D. The planes are at air show.
Number 7. Look at the picture marked number 7 in your test book.
A. They are crossing the bridge. B. They are getting off the bus. C. They are looking at the old city. D. They are walking along the street.
Number 8. Look at the picture marked number 8 in your test book.
A. She is pulling the lorry. B. She is pushing the lorry. C. The road is covered with mud. D. There is a baby inside the lorry.
Number 9. Look at the picture marked number 9 in your test book.
A. The road is flanked by the factories. B. The road is quite busy. C. They are living in the city. D. They are walking along the street.
Number 10. Look at the picture marked number 10 in your test book.
A. The chefs are cleaning the dishes. B. The chefs are preparing special dish. C. The chefs are serving the dish. D. The chefs are tasting the food.
Number 11. Look at the picture marked number 11 in your test book.
A. All passengers have got the seats. B. The train seats are not occupied. C. The train is empty. D. The train is very crowded.
Number 12. Look at the picture marked number 12 in your test book.
A. They are in the airport. B. They are in the cafe. C. They are in the shopping mall. D. They are in the theater.
Number 13. Look at the picture marked number 13 in your test book.
A. The scientists are at work. B. The scientists are having breakfast. C. The scientists are in the open air. D. The scientists are taking a rest.
Number 14. Look at the picture marked number 14 in your test book.
A. The computer is without a keyboard. B. The man is playing the game. C. The man is working with the computers. D. There is an ashtray on the chair.
Number 15. Look at the picture marked number 15 in your test book.
A. They are fishing. B. They are flying kites. C. They are looking for something. D. They are sitting on the bench.
Number 16. Look at the picture marked number 16 in your test book.
A. The scientists are doing an experiment. B. The scientists are taking pictures. C. The scientists are typing reports. D. The scientists are writing paper.
Number 17. Look at the picture marked number 17 in your test book.
A. They are discussing something. B. The men are looking at the monitor. C. The men are typing letters. D. They are repairing a computer.
Number 18. Look at the picture marked number 18 in your test book.
A. This excavator is building and demolishing the earth. B. This excavator is digging and removing the earth. C. This excavator is pressing and pulling the earth. D. This excavator is throwing and drilling the earth.
Number 19. Look at the picture marked number 19 in your test book.
A. The public telephone is empty. B. The public telephone is occupied. C. The public telephone is of glasses. D. The public telephone is out of order.
Number 20. Look at the picture marked number 20 in your test book.
A. The nurse is changing the blankets. B. The nurse is giving an injection. C. The patient is awake. D. The patient is sleeping.
Part 2. Questions and response. Directions. In part 2 of the TOEIC test, you will hear a question and 3 responses. You will hear the question and the responses one time only. You will not able to read them, so listen carefully and choose the best response to each question. You will have 5 seconds to answer each question. Look at the example. You will hear,
how can I get to the airport from here?
You will also hear,
A. Take a taxi. It's just a short ride. B. No, I don't. C. You can get on easily.
Choice A. Take a taxi. It's just a short ride is the best response to this question. Number 21.
Where were you waiting?
A. I was waiting on the corner. B. I wait the same as you. C. Because it was raining.
Number 22.
Which shop sells children's books?
A. The library has lots of books. B. There's children's bookstore in the shopping center. C. I read books to my children.
Number 23.
Why don't you join us for dinner?
A. I didn't join the club until December. B. Thank you. I'd love to. C. These coins are thinner.
Number 24.
When did you finish the project?
A. Late last night. B. The slide was projected on the screen. C. The horse finished the race.
Number 25.
What are your plans for this afternoon?
A. The plane leaves at noon. B. I think I'll play golf. C. The planning meeting was yesterday.
Number 26.
Excuse me. Is this the express train?
A. Express mail is a one-day service. B. You may leave the room. C. No, it's across the platform.
Number 27.
Who delivered the package?
A. The housekeeper packed the bags. B. A messenger brought it this morning. C. She won't tell her age.
Number 28.
How will we get to the airport?
A. The plane is late. B. They met us at the port. C. We'll take a taxi.
Number 29.
Which newspapers do you read?
A. The magazine is at the newsstand. B. I already read that book. C. I only read the morning papers.
Number 30.
When will you return?
A. I'll be back after lunch. B. She returned the book. C. Take the first right turn.
Number 31.
Do you often stay at this hotel?
A. No, usually I play at my club. B. Yes, I always stay here. C. I added this telephone bill.
Number 32.
What type of movies do you like?
A. I'm moving to a quiet neighborhood. B. I like my meat rare. C. I prefer comedies.
Number 33.
Why was the flight canceled?
A. There was some mechanical problems. B. The flight lasted only 5 minutes. C. She can sell anything.
Number 34.
Which suitcase is yours?
A. Mine is the black one on the left. B. This suit is Italian. C. I spoke to her about this case.
Number 35.
Where are the supplies kept?
A. The floor was swept this morning. B. In the room at the end of the hall. C. We had supper after work.
Number 36.
How was your vacation?
A. The room was vacant. B. There are flags from all nations. C. Very relaxing, thank you.
Number 37.
Did you turn your computer off?
A. No, I always leave it on. B. The lights are turned off at midnight. C. This is my first computer.
Number 38.
Who attended the seminar?
A. The doctor attended to the patients. B. All senior management went. C. They came at 10.
Number 39.
What's for lunch?
A. I think it's chicken salad. B. It's at noon. C. We're having two guests.
Number 40.
How many chairs are in the room?
A. There are 10. B. The room number is 602. C. About 6 feet high.
Number 41.
Where is the software manual?
A. This shirt I'm wearing is soft. B. It's on the bookshelf. C. He's a man you know well.
Number 42.
When did you last put gas in the car?
A. The oil refinery opened in December. B. The elastic stretches far. C. I filled the tank 2 days ago.
Number 43.
What caused the forest fire?
A. We fired the receptionist last week. B. Lightning struck a tree. C. Because he went away for a rest.
Number 44.
Which bus goes downtown?
A. The number 4 bus goes downtown. B. Most of us live in town. C. We must go soon.
Number 45.
Why haven't you written me?
A. The letters are on the desk. B. You will write me soon. C. I haven't had time to write.
Number 46.
Shouldn't we leave before it starts to rain?
A. The rain caused the leaves to fall. B. Yes, let's take an umbrella with us. C. It didn't rain the night we left.
Number 47.
How often do you make international calls?
A. I telephone my international clients almost every day. B. I'll call information for the number. C. We have about 10 phones.
Number 48.
Who needs a ride?
A. The tide comes in at 6 p.m. B. I didn't bring my car today. So I do. C. They tried to finish on time.
Number 49.
When would you be able to come?
A. I can come any day next week. B. The table is made of wood. C. We came as soon as we could.
Number 50.
May I sit down?
A. Yes, I went in May. B. Please do. The seat isn't occupied. C. The cushion is filled with down.
Part 3. Short conversations. Directions. In Part 3 of the TOEIC test, you will hear 30 short conversations. The conversations are between two people. Listen to the conversations carefully. You will hear each conversation only once. Then, in your test book, you will read a question about each conversation. You will also read 4 answer choices. Choose the best answer to the question. You will have 8 seconds to answer each question. Look at the example. You will hear,
How was your trip to Manila?
I thought the tour of the port was most interesting.
They say it's one of the most active shipping centers in Asia.
You will read in your test book what was interesting. You will also read A. The harbor. B. The airport. C. The highway. D. The tourist bus. Choice A, the harbor, is the best answer to the question, what was interesting? The word port is similar to the word harbor. Number 51.
Can we meet at 3 or 4?
I'm busy until 5.
Let's meet after that then.
Number 52.
I'd like to make a deposit.
Is your account at this branch?
Yes, my checking account is.
Number 53.
The first stop on today's tour is the museum.
Then are we going to the commercial district?
No. Next, we'll tour the government buildings.
Number 54.
You must change planes in Chicago.
Is there direct flight?
No, but you could change planes in Denver instead.
Number 55.
Could you please bring up 2 extra towels to room 603?
Certainly, sir. The housekeeper will bring them right away.
I'd like some soap too.
Number 56.
I can find a taxi.
There is a taxi stand at the corner.
Thank you. I'll get one there.
Number 57.
Good evening. Are you ready to order yet?
The menu looks wonderful. What do you recommend?
The chicken with rice is a local dish. It's very good.
Number 58.
I'm calling about the ad for catering position.
Do you have any experience?
Yes, I've worked in the food and beverage industry for 5 years.
Number 59.
Have you called the chairperson?
Yes. He'll be here between 2 and 2:30.
Oh no. I have to make 50 copies by 1.
Number 60.
We need to have this report ready for the meeting.
I can finish it on the plane.
I can only work at home or at the office, not when I'm traveling.
Number 61.
Your room is number 439. It has a view of the city.
What about my bags?
The bellman will bring them up.
Number 62.
You always arrive late.
Sorry. The bus was late.
Buses are always late in the rain. You should leave earlier in bad weather.
Number 63.
I'm waiting for my wife and we're going shopping for the kids.
I never shop during lunch. There's not enough time.
When it's just the two of us, without the kids, we shop quickly.
Number 64.
Should we send it special delivery?
It needs to get there as soon as possible.
Overnight mail would be better then.
Number 65.
There are too many people at this convention.
I know. All of the presentations were overcrowded.
Next year they should get bigger rooms.
Number 66.
I'm taking a train to Brussels tonight.
Flying is much better.
Yes, but the airport is too far away. The train station is right downtown.
Number 67.
The brochures are back from the printers.
Good. They're right on schedule.
Now, I just have to address them and mail them.
Number 68.
What do I owe you?
It's $8 on the matter, plus $1.50 for your bags.
Here you are, driver. Keep the change.
Number 69.
Why do you keep dialing that number?
I want to leave a message, but the answering machine turns off too soon.
You'll just have to learn to talk faster.
Number 70.
Would you like a window seat or an aisle seat?
A window seat, please. Is that a dinner flight?
Yes, and they'll show a movie too.
Number 71.
Drive past the park and turn right. There is bank on the corner.
Does it have a drive-in window?
Yes, there's a parking lot too.
Number 72.
Work is slow because everyone has to wait to use the printer.
What should we do about it?
The first thing is to buy more printers.
Number 73.
I'm tired of all the rain.
They've been predicting rain all the week.
Then guess I won't be able to play golf tomorrow.
Number 74.
Mr. Green left a message for you to call him later this afternoon.
Did he say what he wanted?
He wants to change the dinner menu. He'll be in his office after 4.
Number 75.
We'd like to offer you the position of Human Resources Assistant.
Thank you. I'm happy to accept.
I'm sure you'll like working here.
Number 76.
I'm out of satisfactory. Do you need anything from the supply room?
Yes, I'm out of pens and paper clips.
I'll bring you a box of each.
Number 77.
This chair is really uncomfortable.
I think the chair is designed for someone taller than you.
Maybe I'll ask for a new one.
Number 78.
I tried to call you, but I got a busy signal.
I'm sorry. I left the phone off the hook.
You can miss important calls that way.
Number 79.
Do you have the banking report?
No, I don't. I loaned it to Mr. Smith.
Okay. I'll get it from him.
Number 80.
Stay away from the building and move out of the street.
What's wrong, officer?
There's smoke coming from one of the windows. The fire department is on the way.
Part 4. Short talks. Directions. In Part 4 of the TOEIC test, you will listen to short talks. These are not conversations. There are talks on the weather, advertisements, recorded announcements, etc. There is only one speaker. Each talk will be spoken only once. Listen carefully because the talk is not written out. In your test book, you will find two or three questions about the talk. You will also read four answer choices. Choose the best answer to the question. There are 20 questions in Part 4. You will have 8 seconds to answer each question. Look at the example. You will hear.
In 5 minutes, for 1 hour only, women's coats and hats go on sale in our 5th floor Better Fashions department. All merchandise is reduced by 25 to 45%. Not all styles in all sizes, but an outstanding selection nonetheless.
You will read in your test book. When does the sale begin? You will also read. A. In 5 minutes. B. In 1 hour. C. At 2:45. D. Tomorrow. Choice A is the correct answer. The announcement states that the sale will begin in 5 minutes. Questions 81 through 83 refer to the following advertisement.
Read all about it. Election upset. Get your copy of the Covington Rider here. Just off the press. Only 25 cents. The latest election news. A quarter will keep you up to date on all that's happening in and around your world. Get your newspaper. Read all about it.
Now read question number 81 in your test book and answer it. Now read question number 82 in your test book and answer it. Now read question number 83 in your test book and answer it. Questions 84 through 85 refer to the following advertisement.
Good evening. My name's Tom. I'm your waiter this evening. Tonight we are featuring as specials a fresh salmon steak, baked in a light cream sauce with a hint of dill. We also have a fillet of sole, baked with a tomato sauce with a medley of delicate flavors, including garlic, sage, basil, and rosemary. And finally, we offer a New York strip steak, broiled and garnished with wild mushrooms and special herbs. Later I will bring the dessert tray for you to select from 7 choices, specially prepared to complement tonight's menu. I will you to consider your preferences and be back in a few minutes.
Now read question number 84 in your test book and answer it. Now read question number 85 in your test book and answer it. Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following advertisement.
Does the hot summer have you down? Are you tired of trying to cool off with the same old carbonated beverages? Well, why not try a refreshing zinger? What's that? You ask. Good question, I reply. The answer? It's an exciting, new carbonated combination of fresh orange and mango juices, with a touch of lime and a lot of delicious cooling. Now available at your grocer's in the fruit juice section. We think you'll be refreshingly surprised with a touch of lime and a lot of delicious cooling. Now available at your grocer's in the fruit juice section. We think you'll be refreshingly surprised with this pleasurable commingling of flavors. Make your day. Try some.
Now read question number 86 in your test book and answer it. Now read question number 87 in your test book and answer it. Now read question number 88 in your test book and answer it. Questions 89 through 90 refer to the following advertisement.
Expect heavy rains this afternoon, with strong, gusting winds coming off the ocean. Traffic conditions will be hazardous, especially along the coastal roads. The National Weather Bureau advises against all unnecessary travel. Residents in low-lying areas should make plans to move inland to higher ground, should it become necessary. Stay tuned for additional information as it becomes available.
Now read question number 89 in your test book and answer it. Now read question number 90 in your test book and answer it. Questions 91 through 92 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you tired and overworked? Of course you are. Do you need to get away? Of course you do. Then treat yourself to the Mandarin Inn Getaway Special. For one low package price, you can enjoy fine dining at our Park's Place restaurant, relax in our health facility, wallow in our swimming pool, and slumber in one of our luxurious suites. Come, unwind, and experience the relaxing atmosphere of the Mandarin Inn, located on East Highway in Bingham. Call now for our getaway special rates.
Now read question number 91 in your test book and answer it. Now read question number 92 in your test book and answer it. Questions 93 through 94 refer to the following advertisement.
Attention, all passengers on Northern Air Flight 205 arriving from Panama. Your luggage is now ready for pickup on Carousel 2. Please have your claim checks ready to show the luggage attendant. I repeat, baggage from Northern Air Flight 205 is now on Carousel 2. Be prepared to show your claim checks.
Now read question number 93 in your test book and answer it. Now read question number 94 in your test book and answer it. Questions 95 through 96 refer to the following advertisement.
Today's sluggish market was influenced by activity in overseas markets, as well as by nervous investors at home. Trading was in a narrow margin. At close, shares had fallen an average of 20 points. Total volume for the day was a slow 183 million shares, with losers outnumbering winners 3-1.
Now read question number 95 in your test book and answer it. Now read question number 96 in your test book and answer it. Questions 97 through 98 refer to the following advertisement.
We have been given permission to hold a rally Saturday at City Hall, beginning at 10 a.m. We will meet for staging at the park at 8 a.m. From there, we'll march down Clark Avenue as far as the campus, and turn right to City Hall. Bring water to drink along the way. At City Hall we will have a speaker stand set up and will hold our rally. If the demonstration is peaceful, there will be no attempt to stop us. We will have marshals, identified with the red hats, whose job will be to keep order. If you learn of anyone who is planning to cause trouble, please notify one of the marshals immediately.
Now read question number 97 in your test book and answer it. Now read question number 98 in your test book and answer it. Questions 99 through 100 refer to the following announcement.
Due to the current flu epidemic, many of our checkers are out sick. We are able to open only 3 checkout lines rather than our usual 7. We apologize for the inconvenience that we know this will cause, but ask that, under the circumstances, you be patient. We value your patronage and look forward to serving you better when we are up to full strength.
Now read question number 99 in your test book and answer it. Now read question number 100 in your test book and answer it. This is the end of the listening comprehension portion of the test. Turn to part 5 in your test book.